Hi, I'm Timothy Martin, and I'm 17 from Northern New South Wales.
I'm Kira Hampson, I'm 22 from Dubbo, New South Wales.
I'm Rahil Abdulhadi, 19 years old from Toowoomba, Queensland.
This week's been an awesome experience, meeting a lot of new people and a lot of stories from everywhere around Australia. And yeah, really just to make a lot of new friends and, you know, get the message out there.
I am usually a very anxious person and I find it very hard to commit myself to doing something that I want to do. So coming here and managing to commit to creating an idea and presenting it in front of so many people with all of these wonderful people that I've met this week, it's been absolutely incredible.
I honestly don't have enough words to describe how this has been like been for all of us. Being grateful, like, you know, and meeting new people and sharing each other's story, I feel like that's been like the most, like, you know, amazing thing.
What are you really passionate about and what would you change if you could?
So for me, obviously, I come from a farming background and I really want to get the word out and educate young people about where our food actually comes from and the importance of supporting farmers.
There's a lot of issues. Everywhere you go, there will be a lot of problems and stuff, but I feel like starting small is really important. So for me, I've born in a family where none of us have disabilities, but I've seen some of the struggles of other people and I just think that that's not fair. I feel like everyone has the right to be safe, to be comfortable in whatever they are.
Well, as a young queer woman in Australia, I'm very passionate about advocating for the rights of the LGBTQ plus community, and I think we're getting better and better every day in Australia. You know, we can get married, we're equal, but when I was much younger, when I first came out, it was very difficult. I mean, I was also in high school, and high school isn't exactly the most forgiving environment when it comes to differences. As I've gotten older, I've found more of my community in Dubbo. I thought I used to be very isolated and alone, but there are lots of queer people in regional Australia, and I think they're slowly getting more confident in being proud and open about their queerness, and I think that it's only going to get more beautiful from here if they do.
Every young person in Australia, they all have like stories to tell, you know, and might be like serious, might be not that serious, but still everyone has a story, and just that hope in your heart that, you know, we can still bring a change in our society, in our country, you know.
You at the beginning of the week or the beginning of this journey and you now?
At the beginning of this week, I was only thinking about myself and my own issue. And now by the end of this week, I've been so well educated by every other group. Like, I had no idea about the struggles of farmers because I'm not from a farming background. You know, I learned so much from every group. I'm really grateful for that opportunity.
At the beginning, I used to just think about myself, about my story, but by the end of this week I'm like, whoa, there's so many amazing stories out there. I feel like there should be more opportunities like this for more young people, like everywhere around the world, you know. And I feel like we are the next generation. I feel like so we have to do something so that the next generation can get inspired by us.
What's one thing that someone could do to help your issue?
I think it's important to do your own research. If you have a question and you don't have anybody to ask, Google it. There's no harm in learning and there's no harm in not knowing something, because we all start off knowing nothing as babies and we all learn how to exist in this world. So I think do some research and have empathy.
So for me, I would say communication is the key if you want to bring a change, if you want to do something. So just communicate, be comfortable, ask questions, you know, and through that I feel like we can break so many negative stereotypes and, you know, make everyone feel welcome and comfortable, because everyone has the right to be comfortable whatever they are.
One thing I noticed when I walked in the room was all the amazing different cultures and some different languages that were being spoken, some different Indigenous languages. What cultures have you learnt about that you didn't know about before?
I am a Woiwurrung woman, which is in Victoria, and I was born on Ngunnawal land here in Canberra, and I'm on Wiradjuri land in Dubbo, and there are so many different Indigenous language groups, and because there are so many that are forgotten. And I think one of the best things about Haywire is that because it is young representatives from all over Australia, almost every culture has been represented here. And, you know, there's also some beautiful African-Australian young men at this conference as well. And it's just been amazing. And I think I will continue to think about this week for the rest of my life and what I've learned about other cultures.
Well, for me, I'm originally from Afghanistan, but I was born and raised in Pakistan. And throughout my life living in Pakistan, I faced a lot of difficulties, discrimination, not having equal rights, and especially security. So coming here, I feel like the best part of Haywire is that we're so diverse and so multicultural, and that we're so comfortable to share our story, you know. Maybe they have some questions or, you know, some misunderstanding. And for me to tell them my story to them, I feel like hopefully it breaks those stereotypes.
So the hard part's over. You've done all your presentations. What's now?
To enjoy the rest of the week, which is tonight, we have our gala dinner, which everyone's excited for. We get to dress up and look at least half fancy. So, yeah, so the farmer's going to get a bit schmicked up.